Time to talk with the Fremont Opera House, and let's do it to it, ma'am. Let's get started.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, Cindy, welcome. Yeah. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. We're glad to be here. We have two events to talk about today, and the first one is coming up next Wednesday, the 7th of February. It's our monthly luncheon and entertainment. Our doors open at 11:30, lunch is at noon, and we're welcoming Midland University's arts department, bringing the musical, or scenes from the musical, The Robber Bridegroom.
The Robber Bridegroom,
yeah.
Okay.
It's always fun at our luncheons when Midland comes, and they always do such a great job, and we love to have them. So we hope everybody can come out, and we hope the weather's like it is today, or even better, like it was yesterday.
I think it's supposed to be good next Wednesday.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be
supposed to have some nice 40, 50-degree weather. It would be great.
Yep, just a reminder to people, it's $15 per person, and you need to make reservations by noon on Monday before, so by noon on the 5th.
Okay.
And you can do that on our website, FremontOperaHouse.org.
All right. So can you tell me more about this, The Robber Bridegroom, or not?
I'd love to tell you more about it if I knew more about it. We just talked about that this morning. I don't know anything about that musical, so it'll be a surprise to me as well.
Okay, that'll be good.
Yeah.
And they'll do, what, about 20 minutes or so?
Yeah. Well, we'll make sure everybody's out of there by 1 o'clock, so if they come for luncheon at noon, they can get back to work at 1. And
nice.
Yeah. Very great.
What do you guys usually have for lunch?
It varies.
Because that's important to me.
Well, it varies each month. So come and try it.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
It varies. Okay.
Yeah.
She's not giving it up.
Yeah. I don't know what's on the menu this month.
You also have a Valentine's event coming up, don't you?
We're so excited about that. And I brought Amy and Mike Spies today to kind of talk about that. So I'm going to just turn it over to them.
Yeah. What do you have in store for us? So coming up before Valentine's Day, right?
Before Valentine's Day, first of all, good morning, everybody. We are so honored to be invited back to the Fremont Opera House. We did a show last year. We sold out, and there was such a fantastic crowd. In fact, many people showed up, couldn't get tickets, so we are going to do a matinee on Sunday as well as the Saturday night show this year. So Saturday night from 7 to 9, February 10th, Sunday, February 11th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Lots of new music. We've had a lot of time to work on this show, and we're bringing in Britt Jensen, Joy Jensen, Misty Sullivan, Mr. Jim Campbell. We've had a lot of time to work on harmonies, and there's going to be a lot of 50s. A lot of the 50s do upbeat music. You know, feel free to, if you want to wear some 50s gear, there's going to be dancing, feel free to wear that. We can get tickets at the Wise Old Owl. It's cash or check only if you go there.
Okay.
But you can also get them online at FremontOperaHouse.org. I do believe Saturday night is a limited supply of tickets left, but please check.
Okay.
Sunday, there's still some tickets left.
Uh-huh. And we are still doing some of our well-known Mike and Amy songs as well in the second half of the show.
Okay.
In addition to the new 50s stuff.
Well, there'll be some Neil Diamond. There might be a rare sighting of the Schwaniger in his natural habitat of leading Sweet Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that will most likely happen, I'm sure. Joy.
Some Beatles music.
Some Beatles, Roy Orbison. Yeah. Joy is doing a few more songs. And if you've ever heard Joy Jensen sing, we all know what a treat that is. Such an amazing voice.
Fun.
We are really looking forward to this show. It is going to be a wonderful time.
And did we say, I don't know if we did, 100% of our ticket sales this year are going back to the Opera House. Did we say that already?
Yes.
No.
So,
no, you hadn't. That's good news.
So Summit Medical Staffing is sponsoring the event and funding it, and all ticket sales, everything is going to go back to the Opera House to
help support the
musicians, the performers are donating all their time to this. We are going to give you a fantastic show. We hope so far. Last year, nobody asked for their money back. So.
It was wonderful last year, and we are very appreciative of all that they are doing for the Opera House and for coming back again this year.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if you were upstairs, up on the stage up there? Wouldn't that be cool?
Someday.
I know.
That would be really cool.
So
cool up there.
Again, money's all raised. We'll go to the Opera House. And that's kind of what you work towards, is those kind of things. So
Could I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
So, you know, we're all about developing of the arts and also, you know, downtown Fremont. I will say that if you go into the wine experience before the show and bring your ticket, they will give you a $5 glass of house wine.
Oh, nice.
So they have offered that. You know, we want to encourage business for downtown.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for
Take
sure.
Take advantage of that.
Yeah, yeah. They're Friday nights. There's always the club going on. Yeah, know it well. I appreciate it. Well, again, we'll tell people to get those tickets right away. You said limited supply for Saturday night.
Yeah.
And Sunday matinee is 2 o'clock and does include a little dessert. What are you making for dessert? Any idea?
Well, I think there's a little champagne cake coming and also champagne. It's a champagne.
Oh, yeah.
It's a champagne kind of night, you know?
Yeah.
And there will be cash bar.
Yes, cash bar as
yes.
well.
Water Good deal. And soft drinks, I believe.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun.
Chocolate covered strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A good night. A good night out for sure.